Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
The trouble at Twitter. Odds are you're not using the social media platform like you used to, or never really got into it in the first place. Perhaps these new and improved features can get you back into swoosh-popping that news feed. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. While Twitter has seen better days, the once triumphant social media giant is having trouble keeping subscribers and building new ones. But where have all the tweeters gone? And why did they leave in the first place? The number one reason? A very confusing timeline setup. But apparently, they're working on it. Here's the latest from personal tech columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Joanna Stern.
The timeline consists of a long reverse chronological list of the tweets from people you follow. But a new setting puts tweets that Twitter thinks you'll care most about at the top of your feed. It's similar to Facebook, and I found it very useful. Too bad Twitter's buried the switch to turn it on in its iOS, Android, and web apps.
Another glaring issue for users? Not knowing who you're tweeting to or if they're getting your tweets. That could be a problem. The solution?
There are some solutions to this, but the best one may be accepting that Facebook is for conversation and Twitter is mainly a spectator sport. You can try to get more followers by improving your tweets with short videos and photos. The new GIF button is an attempt to help with that. You can also use and add hashtags to join conversations. And you know who will likely listen when you need them to? Many customer service accounts for brands.
Although one way that Twitter has always been successful was as a go-to news source, Twitter may have discovered a way to keep that intact and furthermore enhance these features.
It's okay to use Twitter only as a newswire for the latest on politics, sports, celebrities, etc. The new Moments tab makes it easier to get news, but you can also try a service like Nuzzle, which makes it easy to see the top stories being circulated by your followers.
But what about the fact that it confuses the most tech-savvy of individuals? For those not accustomed to the Twitter sphere, learning the new platform can be like a foreigner entering a new country, scaring off new folks and frustrating those users who never quite got it right to begin with.
Chances are you weren't using it right, and you're not entirely to blame. Learning Twitter is like learning a secret language of pound signs, at symbols, retweets, DMs, you name it. Sure, Twitter has released some instructional videos, but some of these features need some more basic explanation. So retweets are quotes, but quote tweets are new tweets? There are more features on the way, though, that will keep making the service easier to use, including a way to respond to a friend so everyone can see your response, no awkward period needed, a way to find new people to follow, and an option to write longer than 140-character tweets. Those features aren't arriving fast enough, though. People are sticking with Facebook, which has taken some of the best attributes from Twitter. Still, if you're a Twitter quitter, or you've never used the service, the new timeline and other tweaks make it worth a shot.
So, some things to consider before becoming a Twitter quitter. That was gratuitous. Sorry. That wraps up the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Speaking of Twitter, you can follow us and all of our latest updates at WSJ Podcast. Be sure to check us out online at WSJ.com/podcasts. And if you're so inclined, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos at the Newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.